WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
In March of 2020, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker issued a stay-at-home order to slow the spread of COVID-19. The 2 years since have been full of fear and heartbreak, but we continue to search for healing and find ways to be hopeful. This week, faith leaders from around Chicago are sharing short sermons for people of all beliefs reflecting on the lockdown anniversary. Today, we're hearing from Reverend Emily McGinley from Urban Village Church.
When Jesus shows up at the front door of an upper apartment, he is ready to reconnect with his friends, the disciples. Freshly resurrected, I picture him walking in like David Diggs in Broadway's Hamilton, full of swagger in his step and certainty in his eyes. But then he looks into the room and realizes that this is not the crowd, and it is not the time. These faces, once so full of confidence, anticipation, courage, and determination, are ghostly. They are faces marked by grief, discolored by exhaustion, strained by anxiety, and cloaked in fear. It's only been 72 hours since Jesus was executed, since their world was turned upside down and their assumptions turned inside out, but it may as well have been just as many years. Time lost all meaning, even as it bore down on this small band of religious and political revolutionaries in a way that they had never known before. The particular brutality of religious violence, weight of an indifferent, but even more brutal, empire, and the trauma of seeing a beloved friend who dies at the intersecting hands of both, had gutted their will and rendered them mentally paralyzed. And so, instead of a joyful word of greeting or a pithy, "What did I miss?" the first words out of Jesus' mouth were, "Peace be with you." Peace be with you. A peace that surpasses all understanding. A peace that anchors you in the midst of swirling, cyclical, demoralizing wave after wave of setbacks, put-downs, deferred dreams, and opportunities for growth, leaning in, pivots, and adaptive leadership. Peace be with you as you go to your essential job, wondering if and when you test positive, who will take care of the little ones. At Urban Village Church, we were uncertain but experimental, making moves for mutual aid and care, driving around the city in order to have a moment of connection. Pastors felt an unexpected kinship to Mary Poppins' one-man band, Bert, serving as audio, visual, and lighting technicians to offer weekly worship online, seeking to facilitate spiritual connection amidst physical distance. Small groups, game nights, and coffee hour participants joined in choral unison of that most recited of pandemic phrases, "You're muted." The community may have stayed that way if God's vision of wholeness of life for all didn't push us into the streets to stand up, step with, march forward, and speak out about Breonna Taylor and Ahmaud Arbery and Tony McDade and George Floyd and. We craved connection, but feared proximity. We moved. We left jobs. We took new jobs. We're still looking. We're reevaluating relationships, work, purpose, faith. It's only been 24 months, but it may as well have been as many years. Time has lost meaning in a way that we have never known, and we are traumatized by sickness, by death, by isolation, by disrupted plans, and the inability to feel the goodness of being in the same space, singing the same songs, praying and eating together. Yet the Jesus we knew before all of this unfolded, comes to us again, as he always has, to break bread with us and to pour himself out for us, to show us the real evidence of real execution on his real and resurrected body, the receipts on how he is not just a spectator of our pain, but that he journeys with us in it, our grief and anger and confusion, and to anchor us again as he did so long ago, saying, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you."
the Reverend Emily McGinley, produced for broadcast by WBEZ's Adora Namigade, together with the Martin Marty Center for the Public Understanding of Religion at the University of Chicago.